Welcome to the Inner Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Paul Ryan, and today is one of our mini pods where we keep it short and we keep it sweet, but we try and pack in some real value for you in just a few minutes. So today I want to say to you that a college education is not enough. It's just not enough if you want to create a great life. Now, that is not saying I'm not in favor of college education. Of course I am. A good education is rarely wasted. But at most, what a college education will do is get you in the door of a company. So you produce a CV and you're well educated, and it might get you in the door and get you a good job, a good career. If you want to progress in that career, then it will be down to you, because there will be probably lots of people in that business who are well educated. So it's going to be down to you. How can you stand out? How can you produce? What talent do you have? So it really comes down to you. Your education has just gotten you in the door. But assuming it gets you in the door, assuming it gets you a good career, and assuming you progress very well in that career and you do financially well, you become a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, whatever it is, but you develop a good career and you make a good living. What I want to say to you is that it's not enough, because all your college education is doing is setting you up to generate income. Now, there's a few things. There's a lot of people who generate income and generate a lot of it, but end up poor because they overspend and they don't learn how to manage the finances properly. So generating a lot of income is not necessarily a precursor for living a wealthy life. So you've gotten your education, and that's great. And by the way, if you listen to this and you go, well, I don't have a college education, I'm going to go hands up here and tell you that I do not have a college education. I left school at 18. I began working and eventually got into business. And I just learned as I went, and I am an obsessive learner. So I've just studied and learned continually, and I've built a very successful business. I've created freedom for myself, time freedom and financial independence. So that can be done without a college education. But my point of today's podcast is that all a really good education will do for you is secure you a good career. And hopefully that good career will secure you some degree of financial security. But if you want a great life, it's not enough. And that's because for a really good life, you need to consider six elements. Now, we assume that your great career is going to generate income for you. So you still need to go and study finances so you understand money and you understand how you can generate income and long-term wealth for yourself. Second is you have to take care of your health. There is zero point in having a really good career if you're not also prioritizing taking care of your health. So you need to learn about that. You need to take care of your emotional well-being, and this is something maybe particularly men ignore, but you really need to master your emotional well-being. Understand what's going on in the heart. Check inside and become emotionally mature. And you can do that by listening to yourself, by paying attention to your emotions, by speaking about your emotions, maybe by journaling. But you want to develop your emotional maturity as well. Again, great career. Useless to you if you don't have emotional maturity, because without emotional maturity, you tend to have a lot of drama in your life. And when you develop some emotional maturity, you'll get a lot more peace in your life. You also need to learn how to master relationships. Most of your life, you're going to be interacting with other people, not only other people in your career, but you're going to have a life partner, children, friends, be in a social circle. And our network of people, the people who we spend our time with, it's really important that we understand how to be good in relationship with other people. That may sound very, very simple, but there's a lot of people that are just very poor in relationship with other people. And if you're poor in relationship with other people, you end up messing up everything else. It can mess up your finances. It can mess up your emotional well-being. So begin to study and learn, how can I develop my relationship health as well? I would also add in your spiritual well-being. Now, I've been a lifelong meditator, and a daily meditation practice has helped me deepen and develop my spiritual well-being. For some people, their spiritual well-being will be religion, God, or a belief in the universe. And I don't really mind what it is, but you need to nurture the spiritual side of yourself. You need to find that connection both with yourself and with a greater purpose in life. Because this is one of the really important components to a good life, and you need to add it on to the list of things that you need to become competent of, to become a master of. And lastly, you need to find purpose in your life. Now, that can be a difficult thing for some people. And I've done very early on the podcast some lengthy podcasts on values. And if you're struggling to find purpose in your life, I would suggest you go back on that, or maybe it's something I'll talk about in the future. But you need to begin to listen to yourself. We all need purpose in life. You can have everything else, because we've all seen it with very successful people who seem to have everything, but they're lost because they've no purpose. And the simplest way to find purpose is to start listening to yourself and asking yourself, who am I and what do I really want? And if that's a question you ask yourself over and over again, you'll begin to feel a calling. You'll begin to feel that you're pulled towards certain things in life. Because if you can find a sense of purpose and meaning in your life, it's going to make a great difference. So by all means, go to college and get a great education. Please understand that's just step one. You need to look after all of these elements of your life if you want to have a great life. So get your education, but make a plan to look after all other areas of your life and develop all other areas of life, because then you will live a more holistic, fuller, peaceful life. And that's where fulfillment and happiness is found. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found some value. Please do like, subscribe, share it with your friends, comment, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care and have a great day.